Hello, it's the 7th of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Students at Bedford Modern School were given an extra day off following the discovery that older parts of the school used RAAC concrete. Reinforced autoclaved aerated concrete is a lighter, cheaper form of the substance that lasts around 30 to 40 years and can lose structural integrity when exposed to water over time. The Harper Trust Institute quickly implemented a contingency plan which included the setup of temporary marquees and the opening of lesser use spaces to increase lost classroom capacity. Henry Venn, a councillor for De Parry's ward in Bedford, said in a social media post that "We have been concerned from the outset that despite no school in the borough being closed yet, there may in fact still be RAAC in local schools." Thursday, the 19th of October, has been solidified as the date for the Mid-Bedfordshire by-election. Seven candidates from different parties will be in contention, hoping to extract the seat from Conservative Party control and from its nominee, current PCC Festus Akinbusoy. In his continuing trial, Matthew Waddell, who has declared innocence in the murder case of Sarah Albone, admitted to attacking his then-partner and mother of three children. He said that one day Albone, who suffered from multiple cirrhosis, began yelling at him, and that was the last straw in a string of abusive behaviour from her. Waddell said he snapped and fatally assaulted her, later feeling numb but free. Her body was found inside a suitcase in a wheelie bin behind her property. The case is ongoing. Wilko stores at Interchange Park in Kempston and on the High Street in Bedford were not found on the list of administration location closures. Job losses will be minimised as the two stores are due to be acquired by discount retailer B&M. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.